Where do we stand? With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. Wrapping up our coverage of the sexting investigation at Garden City High School, Finney County Attorney Susan Richmeyer believes at least five girls sent nude photos of themselves to other students who then passed them on. Some consider the girls victims. Richmeyer says the law doesn't agree.
If I took the picture and I sent it on, then I'm just as guilty as the person who received it and sent it on. Can the victim and defendant be the same person?
Critics contend the law needs to keep up with technology. It's now in the hands of the legislature to make changes so minors might not face the maximum penalty of registering as a sex offender for life.
As with everything that they do, there comes pluses and minuses, and so a lot of it would depend on the wording that they chose to change our particular statutes.
A public forum is set for next Thursday night at 7 from the Garden City High School Auditorium. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.